我们一同
有点祷告。
Let us first have some prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你又为我们安排一次机会到你的面前。
Because once again, you have arranged for us to have time to come into thy presence.
叫我们可以在你面前有交通。
So that we can have fellowship in thy presence.
有等候。
And to await for thee.
有听你自己说过的话。
And to hear thy spoken word.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为从创世以前，你就把我们看上了。
Because before the foundation of the world, you have looked upon us.
要按照你的时间把我们召聚到你的面前。
That according to thy time, you gather us together before you.
让我们承受恩典。
So that we can receive grace.
也让我们对你有更深的爱慕。
And that we can have greater desire for you.
好叫我们可以更完整的认识你。
So that we can have a more complete understanding of thee.
主，你何等的乐意把你自己启示给人。
Lord, how willing are you to reveal thyself to us?
你愿意人更完整的知道你，认识你，也去经历你。
And you want us to have a complete understanding of you and to experience you.
过去的年日，我们是如此的蒙恩过来。
And this is how we have been blessed with grace in the days past.
如今你还要继续把我们领进你丰盛的怜悯里。
And now you still will lead us into the fullness of thy grace.
叫你那测不透的恩典完全的成就在我们这些蒙恩的人的身上。
And so that your unsearchable riches can be accomplished upon us who receive your grace.
主啊，我们要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we have to bow our head and worship thee.
主，尽管在地上，你允许我们经历各种各样的高高低低的光景。
Lord, even though on earth you allow for us to go through peaks and valleys,
但是你却叫我们看见你定规要做成的事情，你没有一点的更改。
But you still show us that what you would have willed to complete, you have not changed.
并且你负起那个完全的责任去完成。
And you also bear that responsibility to complete it.
主，所以我们向你说，我们仰望你。
So Lord, we say to thee, we look unto thee.
你曾经带领四历代的教会经过各种不容易的环境。
You have led the church throughout the ages through difficult situations.
如今你还是这样陪伴着你的教会来走过这段旷野的路程。
And now you still accompany your church through this wilderness.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
但愿你吸引我们的眼目，时刻的停留在你自己的身上。
May you compel our eyes to always be fixed upon you.
叫我们所注意的不是我们的遭遇，乃是你自己的定义。
So what we focus on is not what we encounter, but thy will.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你实在是教会的头，也是我们的主。
Because indeed thou art the head of the church and thou art our Lord.
我们晚上在这里一同来仰望你的时候。
This evening, as we look to thee together,
主再次向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us once again.
用作圣灵在我们里面给我们光。
Use the Holy Spirit within us to give us light.
给我们眼睛明亮。
So that our eyes can be opened.
也吸引我们爱慕活在你的光中。
And compel us to desire to live in thy light.
我们等候你。
We await for thee.
我们将仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and wait and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们继续在帖撒罗尼迦后书最末了的一点点，再来留意一下。
We want to continue to look into the end of Second Thessalonians.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当他允许帖撒罗尼迦教会在各种接连没断的难处里边走过的时候，
When he allows for the church of the Thessalonians to continue to go through repeated difficulties and circumstances,
他很明确的让神的儿女们知道，
Very clearly he allows for his children to know,
这些不容易的环境并没有影响神对我们的呼召。
These uneasy circumstances does not affect the calling which God has for us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神借着福音呼召我们的时候
because as God calls us through the gospel
他已经是定规了一个结局了
He has already willed this result
这个结局在帖撒罗尼迦后书的里边就用这样的一句话来表达
and in this end it is manifested in this way in 2 Thessalonians
那就是十四节最末了的那两句话
and that is the last words of verse 14 in chapter 2
神借着福音召我们
that he has called us by the gospel
召我们到什么地步呢
to what point will he call us
或者说是召我们到什么结局呢
or to what end is that calling of the gospel
感谢主
we thank the Lord
他一点没有减低这一个发表出来的事实
He has never lowered this manifest fact
他说要叫我们得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光
To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ
那我们中文圣经把它翻成荣光
Now in the Chinese translation it is the light of his glory
还不如直接就像平常一样说出要叫我们得着我们主耶稣基督的荣耀。
Now it's not even as direct and simple, straightforward as it usually is that we're just obtaining of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
不只是一些光。
It's not only just the radiance.
虽然那个荣光已经是表达了很高的那种光景。
Of course, the radiance itself already expressed a very, very high condition.
但是那个荣光跟荣耀本身是有一点差距的。
But the radiance and the glory itself have some distance.
荣光好像是一个荣耀的事实的发表。
Now the radiance is only the manifestation of the glory.
那翻过来就是说那个荣耀就是那个荣光能以发表的那个基础或者是根据。
In other words, if you turn it around, the glory itself is the foundation or the basis by which the radiance can shine.
但是主的话却是给我们看到。
But the Lord's word show us.
他不单是要把我们带到一个有荣光的地步。
He not only leads us to obtain the radiance.
他实在是叫我们要得着我们主耶稣基督的荣耀。
But it is to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这因为一回到福音的这一个事实的本身。
So when we return to the fact of the gospel itself,
我们就非常清楚地知道
we clearly know then,
神呼召我们不是只是叫我们就享用一个赦罪的恩典
God calls us not only just to enjoy this grace of forgiveness of our sins,
而也不是单单叫我们在那里接受一个称义的事实
and not only just to let us receive the fact of justification,
福音乃是神把他的儿子毫无保留的赏赐给我们。
But the gospel is that God has given over to us His Son without any reservation.
而神的儿子就是神所有的荣耀与丰富的那一个注视在那里。
And in the Son dwells all the fullness and richness and glory of God Himself.
因为我们读那个哥罗西西路 书的时候就很明确地了解这一个事实
and we can understand that fact very clearly when we read Colossians
神本性里面一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里
for the fullness of God dwelleth in Christ bodily
而神却是把基督赏赐给我们
God has given to us Christ
而一面是把我们放在基督里
On the one hand, he places us in Christ
而一面又把基督放在我们里
On the other hand, he also places Christ in us
那这一个福音所带来的结果
And the result of the gospel
乃是叫我们很清楚地看到
is so that we can clearly see
神的儿子是如何我们就是如何
How the Son of God is, we will be also
如果说神的儿子是 丰富的。
If we say the Son of God is rich,
我们就是丰富的。
We also are rich.
神的儿子是荣耀的。
If he is glory,
我们就是荣耀的。
We also are glory.
不管你怎么去认识神的儿子。
No matter how you understand the Son of God.
神的儿子跟我们既然是完全连接在一起。
Since we're completely united with the Son of God.
那神的儿子的所有就是我们的所有。
Therefore, whatever the Son of God has, we have also.
甚至我们可以大胆地说这一句话。
Even to a point we dare to say,
神的儿子的所事也成了我们的所事。
Who the Son is has also become who we are.
当然这个话不能完全。
Of course.
说是绝对的。
Of course, those words we cannot say it is absolute.
但是除了他是父怀里的独生子这一点以外。
But aside from the point that he is the only begotten son in the Father's bosom,
在神的安排的里头,
in the arrangement of God,
神让他儿子所显明的所事都要成为我们众子的所事。
All that God the Father have manifested who his son is will become also who all the other sons will be as well.
那所以当保罗把神的儿女们带回到福音的那一个选召的结局的时候。
So as Paul leads us back to the purpose of the calling of the gospel,
他是给我们看见是这样的一个荣耀的事实。
He shows us such a glorious fact.
那当然我们也就知道了。
Of course we also know,
这样的一个荣耀的事实能以成就在我们这些出于尘土的人。
In order for such a glorious fact to be accomplished from us who are from dust,
原来与神无分无关的人，
we who had nothing to do with God,
神把这些做成在我们的身上。
God has done all this upon us.
那撒旦一定是不甘心的。
Of course, Satan would not be willing.
他不乐意看见。
He is not willing to see this.
所以他就发动了许许多多的各种各样的那个难处，要叫神的儿女们从主的路上要退去。
So he has raised up many difficulties at work in order for the children of God to retreat from that.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他的话提醒我们。
His words remind us.
你要看见这一个荣耀的事实的时候。
When you see such a glorious fact.
你就不要管眼见的环境有什么变化。
Do not be mindful how the circumstances change with that sight.
你只要注意一件事情。
Just pay attention to one thing.
就是必须站稳在主的一边。
That is to stand fast on the Lord's side.
那为什么站稳在主的一边？
Now why do we stand fast on the Lord's side?
怎么站稳在主的一边？
How do we stand fast on the Lord's side?
底下他就说了一些话。
He tells us.
那先说怎么站稳在主的一边。
First, how do we stand fast on the Lord's side?
那站稳在主的一边不是一个情绪上的问题。
To stand fast on the Lord's side is not our emotion.
也不是一个感情上的问题。
It is not a matter of our feelings.
也不是一个都不是这些的问题。
It is not any of those issues.
是什么问题呢？
What issue is it?
是你站在哪里的问题。
It is where are you standing?
主说你要站立得稳。
The Lord says you have to stand fast.
你不是说我情绪里边很高昂，所以我就觉得我是站在神的那一边。
You cannot say my emotions are very high, therefore I'm standing on the Lord's side.
哎呦，我的感觉很通畅，所以我是站在我就是站稳了。
I'm feeling very free, therefore I'm standing fast.
主给我们看见站稳不是这样。
The Lord shows us to stand fast does not mean those.
站稳乃是看你站在哪里。
To stand fast means where are you standing?
你怎么站？
How do you stand?
感谢神。
We thank God.
主的话在这里非常清楚 给我们留意。
The Lord's word show us very clearly here.
站立得稳乃是显明我们没有离开神一切的教训。
To stand fast is to manifest that we have not departed away from any of the teachings of God.
我们说的更准确一点。
To be more clear.
站稳乃是我们没有离开真理的那一个立场。
To stand fast means we have not departed away from the view of the truth.
真理的事实。
The fact of the truth.
和真理的 整个的教导。
And the whole, all the teachings of the truth.
那所以我们上次是特别提到了，保罗很清楚的在那里照着圣灵的引导来说，只要是神的教训。
So we mentioned last time very clearly, Paul says through the Holy Spirit, as long as it's the teaching of the Holy Spirit at that time,
不管是口传的，
whether by word,
或者是书信写的，
or by epistle,
都要完全的坚守。
You must hold.
那当然到今天我们已经提过了，口传这个事情已经是完毕了。
Of course, we already made mention previously the matter of the teaching by word has already ceased.
那书信也已经完毕了。
By letter, by epistle has already ceased.
那个基本的事实乃是神要向人的启示已经启示完毕了。
The basic fact of that is all that God will reveal to man has already been revealed.
那个时候所说的口传和书信都已经收集在圣经的里边了。
What was taught by word or by epistle during those days have already been collected as the Bible today.
但是所以在今天来说啊，在神的已经记录收集起来的这些话语以外，再有什么新的口传和书信，那这些都是虚假的。
And so, if there are any more word or epistle that is teaching, that is false because all is contained in the Bible today.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他给我们指出坚守的路是怎么走。
He shows us what is the way to hold fast.
另一方面呢，
On the other hand,
神的话又给我们看见，
God's words also show us,
那一个荣耀的结局不是因为我们的意愿，
The glorious end is not because it's something that we will.
主的话似乎完全没有提到我们的意愿，
It seems as if the word of God never mentions about our desires.
而为什么不提到我们的意愿呢？
Why does it not mention about our will?
而不是说神不需要我们有这个愿意。
It is not that God does not need us to have this will, this desire.
但是因为在这个属灵的站立的里头，
But as we hold fast, stand fast in this spiritual matter,
我们的意愿不是最重要。
Our will and desire is not what's most important.
最重要是神自己的意愿。
What is most important is God's will.
因为如果神不要做的那些事情，
If God does not will to do that,
你任何人都不能去影响神。
No one can affect God.
翻过来，
On the other hand,
如果神定规了要做成的那些事情，
On the things which God has will to do,
谁也不能阻挡神的手停下，不做那个工。
Likewise, no one's hand can hinder God from working.
那是所以主就给我们来看到这样的一个那么宝贵的一件事。
And so, the Lord shows us such precious fact.
这是透过帖撒罗尼迦这教会，他们在那个艰困的经历的里边给启示出来。
This is revealed through the Church of the Thessalonians, even in their hardship.
因为接下去就说到神的意愿那一方面。
Because as we read on, it talks about God's will.
所以从十六节开始，好像是一个祷告。
So starting from verse 16, it seems as if a prayer.
好像是保罗为着帖撒罗尼迦教会的一个祷告。
It seems as if it is a prayer of Paul for the church of the Thessalonians.
但实际上是保罗在圣灵的感动的里头宣告神的意愿。
But in fact, it is God through the moving of the Holy Spirit proclaiming the will of God.
那话是怎么说呢？
How do we say that?
他说，但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的神。
Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God even our Father which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace.
那弟兄姊妹你看，圣灵借着保罗用了多少的形容词来说出我们的神是怎样的一位神。
Brothers and sisters, notice how the Holy Spirit uses Paul to use so many adjectives to describe our Lord.
虽然是用了那么许多的形容词
even though so many adjectives are used,
但是却不是很完整的把我们的神形容出来
yet it still cannot completely describe our God,
但是确实把在患难中的神的儿女们最需要的那一个认识圣灵就说了
But at the very least, it is for the children of God who are in tribulation at that time, the Holy Spirit speaks exactly what they need.
我们的主耶稣基督这是教会的头不必我们不必再多提了
Now our Lord Jesus Christ as the head of the church, we don't need to mention more about that.
因为他是陪着教会来接受所有教会所经过的经历
Because he accompanies the church as the church receives all her experiences.
但是重要的就是
But this is what's important.
那么凶险的环境
In such fierce conditions.
那么艰困的道路
In such difficult ways.
会不会挡住神所要做的不能做成功
Would they be an obstacle that the work of God cannot be completed?
当然这个想法是过虑了
Of course, we're over-worrying when we think that.
谁能改变神的手呢
Now, who can change the hand of God?
谁能改变神的心意呢
Who can change the heart of God?
根本是没有
No one.
但是问题在站在一个在困苦中的神的儿女这样的一个位置上面你来留意这个事
But the issue is for the children of God who are in tribulation as they take note of these words.
我们常常会因着难处的持久没有过去。
We often because the difficulty is sustaining has not passed over.
我们对神的信靠会发生动摇的。
Our trust in God may be shaken.
会发生变化
的。It may change.
原来我是很坚强的站在那主所要我站的位置上
Maybe we were previously very strong to stand in the position which the Lord desires for us to stand
但是因为忍受的太久了
But because we have persevered too long
心思上非常容易产生灰心失望
In our heart and mind, very easily we'll be discouraged, disappointed.
甚至是怀疑
Even doubt.
那再加上人身体能承担的那一些也非常是有限。
And if we add on what the body itself can bear.
你要经过一个长时间的那个忍受也许人也到了一个很疲乏的那种光景。
If we go through a long period of time where we have to forbear, maybe the body would be very weary.
身心灵里外都疲乏。
Our body, our heart, our spirit will be very tired within and without.
好像我们没有办法能再往前多挪移了。
It seems like we cannot move any bit further.
不要说挪移，往前挪移了。
Not even.
连站稳在原地恐怕也不敢说了。
Not to mention to move forward a little bit, but even to stand firm in the original position, we dare not say.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
借着圣灵，透过保罗给我们的父神做了这一点点的描写
The Holy Spirit through Paul have described this a little bit to us
做了这一点点的形容
It describes it for
这些描写和形容完完全全就是对着一个好像在路上面走到困乏的人快要倒下去的时候一个很明亮很明亮的光
It is a very clear and evident lightThe Lord describes and expresses to us to those who are very weary about to fall.
那我们留意圣灵在这里怎么说
Let's take note how the Holy Spirit speaks here.
他说那爱我们开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神
Our Father which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace.
弟兄姊妹留意这里一提到父神的时候
Brothers and sisters, when it mentions about our Father,
就给我们留意到父神和我们中间有的一些个经历或者说有这些关系
It shows us that the relationship we have or the experiences that we have.
头一个是他爱我们
The first is he loves us.
那这一点我们 没有可怀疑的地步。
Now this is something we have no doubt about.
因为我们起初接受神的，跟神有发生那个接触的时候。
Because at the beginning, even as we have that relationship with God.
我们是从神爱世人这一个事实来开始的。
We begin on the fact that God loves the world.
他爱我们爱到一个地步。
That he loved us to a point.
连他的独生子都没有留下。
He did not withhold his only begotten son.
我们还能有什么话说呢？
What else can we say?
那这是头一点。
That's the first point.
圣灵在这里就把神与我们的那一个关系摆得那么明确。
The Holy Spirit points forth this very clear relationship we have with God.
我们不能不留意的。
We must pay attention.
当我们和神接触的时候。
When we come into contact with God.
就当我们知道神爱我们的时候。
It is at the point when we know that God loves us.
那一个时候我们并不认识神。
At that moment, we did not know God.
我们还是远离神的人。
We are still far away from God.
而一个远离神的人。
Someone who is far away from God.
把这样的一份的爱的事实要显明在我们的身上。
Yet God is still so willing to manifest this fact of love upon us.
那这样，
this way,
我们如今已经成了他的种子。
We have already become his sons.
那他对我们的那一份爱要深多少呢？
How much deeper then is his love for us?
当然我们说神的那个爱的那个加深，那只是从我们的感觉和经历上这一面来说的。
Of course, when we say that the love of God is deeper and deeper, it is based only upon our own feelings.
而神本身呢，从开始纪念我们的时候，他就把他自己完全的倒给我们。
But upon God himself, when he loved us, he has already poured out all of himself to us.
是头一件事情，他叫我们看到神是爱我们的神。
So the first thing we see is God is a God who loves us.
第二呢？
Secondly,
是开恩将永远的安慰赐给我们的神。
He is a God who has given us everlasting consolation through grace.
这里面有两个事实我们要留意。
There are two facts within this.
一个就是我们所承受的。
It is one what we have received.
乃是根据恩典而来的。
It is based upon grace.
那因为一提到恩典。
When we mention grace.
我们都有一个认定。
We have this acknowledgement.
不是我们配得的。
It is not something we're worthy of.
是我们根本不能得的。
It's something we cannot gain.
不可以得的。
We cannot have.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他越过我们的配与不配的问题。
He surpasses the issue whether we are worthy or not.
他就是把他所要做的做在我们的身上。
He is just to do what he will do upon us.
这是恩。
That is grace.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们跟主神的关系不仅是从爱开始，也从恩开始。
Our relationship with God not only begins with love, but also grace.
那当神一开恩的时候。
When he has grace.
他就显出一个具体的事实。
He manifests this practical truth.
他说将永远的安慰赐给我。
He has given us that everlasting consolation.
那这个永远的安慰。
Now this everlasting consolation.
又是值得我们去注意。
It is also something we have to take note of.
一个是安慰。
One is consolation.
一个是这个安慰的存留的时间。
And this is the other thing about this consolation is how long does this consolation last?
既然神很留意我们要得安慰。
Since God pays attention that we would be consolated.
所以他不是把一点一滴的安慰给我们。
He does not give us that consolation bit by bit.
他也不是把一时一刻的需要安慰的时候才把安慰给我们。
Nor does he give us that consolation moment by moment as we need it.
他一给就是给一个永远的安慰。
When he gave it to us, he gave it to us everlastingly.
那个这个永远的安慰就是说。
Therefore, this everlasting consolation is.
先是他没有间断的注意着我们。
There has been no break, no intermittent when he does not look upon us.
如果他有一个时间，忽略了没有注意我们。
If there's ever a time that he neglects us and does not care for us.
而我们又刚好在那一个时间的里边发生难处。
It is at that moment then we have difficulty,
那我们就得不着安慰。
Then we cannot receive consolation.
如果是这样的话,
if that's the case,
哪怕它只发生一次,
even if it happens only once,
哪怕它只是不过是一点点,
or even in the littlest way,
这也不叫做永远的安慰。
That would not be everlasting consolation.
它能称得上这个是永远的安慰。
If it is everlasting consolation,
那就是说没有任何时间上的间断。
That is to say, there's no break.
一直我们是在神的眼目所看顾的底下。
We are forever under the care of the sight of God.
看我们什么时候有那一个需要。
Whenever there is a need.
什么时候他就显出那一个供应。
That is when he will show his provision.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
既然神从开头的时候已经把这个永远的安慰这个事实来放在我们的身上。
Since it is from the beginning that God has placed this matter of the everlasting consolation upon us,
那就没有任何的难处是叫我们不能得安慰。
There should be no difficulty that would not cause us to be comforted.
还有
and
不仅是给永远的安慰，
not only everlasting consolation,
也同时也把一个美好的盼望赐给我们。
But also at the same time, good hope.
哦，这个是太宝贝。
This is too precious.
简单的来说就好。
Very simply.
就是说我们永远没有失望的。
That we will never be disappointed.
因为摆在我们前头的那个盼望不但是美和好。
Because the hope that is placed before us not only is it good,
并且是非常的确定的。
But it is also very sure.
因为这一个盼望是从父那里给我们的。
Because such a hope is given to us from the Father.
那如果人落在难处的里边，只要没有失去盼望。
Now, if man is ever in disappointment, as long as he does not lose hope,
再大的难处也不能把人打倒。
Even a greater difficulty would not cause us to fall.
再严厉的难处也不能叫人感觉丧气。
Even greater difficulty would not cause us to be faint.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但神他把那个美好的盼望赐给我们。
When God has given us that good hope.
那这个美好的盼望。
This good hope.
不仅是说出我们是有前途的。
Not only speaks of our future.
同时也说出这个前途是怎么的一回事。
But also tells us what a future this is.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当圣灵用着保罗说这些话的时候。
When the Holy Spirit uses Paul to say these words.
乃是根据上面圣灵用着他已经说过的。
It's based upon the words the Holy Spirit already used him to say.
就是在神的整个救赎的工作的里面，乃是要把叫我们要得着神儿子的荣耀。
It is in the redemptive work of God that is for us to gain the glory as sons.
但是现在我们就看到了。
Now we see.
爱我们的神。
God who loves us.
在恩典里把永远的安慰赐给我们的神。
Through grace have given us everlasting consolation.
也把美好的盼望赐给我们的神。
And good hope.
这里头已经三件事情。
Three things here.
还有
and
我们的父神。
Our God the Father.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个关系。
This relationship.
叫我们这些蒙恩的做儿女的人受多大的安慰。
For us who are children blessed with grace, how comforting that is.
受多大的激励。
How encouraging that is.
他成了我们的父。
He has become our father.
我们是一群的儿女活在他的面前。
We are a group of children living before him.
他是用为父的心来看着我们的一举一动。
He uses the heart of a father to care for all our activities.
他是用为父的心在那里注意我们心思里头的一点一滴的变化。
It is the heart of the Father that cares for all our changes bit by bit.
是激动或是主上？
Whether we're excited or we're depressed.
他的眼目都一直在那里注视着。
His care is always upon us.
因为他是我们的父。
Because he is our father.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当圣灵在这里，把神和我们的那一个关系做了这样的一个形容的时候。
Now when God describes our relationship in such a way.
如果我们是在难处的里头，
if we indeed in difficulty,
在艰困的里头，
in hardship,
你会觉得这些话是空的呢，还是真实的呢？
Will you feel that these words are empty or true?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们回想我们在过去的年日所走过的路程。
When we reflect on the path which we have gone on,
我想我们在这里有很多弟兄姊妹们都可以见证这样的一个事实。
I think all the brothers and sisters here can testify of this.
那按照人的情绪上面来说，
according to man's feelings,
如果你落在那个困艰困的里面，
if you're under that difficulty,
人家跟你说，
man says to you,
神爱你，
God loves you,
神开恩把那个永远的安慰和美好的盼望赐给你。
That God has given you that consolation and good hope through grace.
他是你的父。
He is your father.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话是好听。
Brothers and sisters, these words sound great.
但是在我们想象的里边，好像不并不解决什么问题。
But in our imagination, that doesn't seem to solve anything.
反倒会惹起我们很多的沮丧。
Or maybe even stir up many of our depression.
他弟兄姊妹们，我们不能在想象的里边去接触神在对我们的带领。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot come into contact with God's guidance through our imagination.
我们必须是很踏实的去接受神的具体的带领的时候。
But very solidly, we have to practically receive the guidance of God.
非常非常的感觉得到。
Then very much you'll feel.
圣灵在这里形容我们的神一点没有夸张。
As the Holy Spirit describes our God, He is not overdoing it.
只有不够把神的那一个实际上我们解开。
Even to a point, it does not open enough the reality of God to us.
我想，为了说明这一件事情。
I think in order to say this clearly.
我稍微总结性的说一说我一点点的经过。
In summary, I'll just share a little bit of my experience.
我想这种经过啊，张弟兄一定会共鸣的。
I think such an experience, Brother Chung can echo.
许弟兄会共鸣的。
Brother Xu can echo.
其他的我就不知道了。
I don't know about the others.
那就说是什么事情？
Now what kind of experience?
当主带领我们在一段的时间走过一个非常不容易的环境的时候，
Now when the Lord leads us through a period of time where it's quite difficult to go through,
没有一个落在这种艰困环境里面的人可以在那个时候说我们有活命的指望。
Now anyone in that situation cannot say that they have a hope that they'll continue to live.
但是很稀奇的一件事情，
But something very amazing,
不管那一段时间是长或是短，
no matter how long that period is,
我们说很真实的话，
we can be very honest,
里面没有恐惧，
there is no fear,
里面没有失去喜乐，
there is no loss of joy,
里面有些时候好像有点幽暗，但是那个幽暗很快的又不知道是什么原因就过去了。
Sometimes there may be some dimness, but very quickly that dimness pass away.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed we thank God.
很稀奇的就是
What is very amazing,
当那一种环境过去了，
After that condition is over,
当那种环境不再成为眼见的真实的事的时候，
When that condition no longer is the reality that we face,
那个时候就害怕了。
At that time, after that, we become fearful.
那个时候就失去了那种喜乐了。
Then after that, we lose the joy.
那个时候就失去了那个好像勇敢的心了。
After that, it seems like we lost the brave heart which we had.
我们从想象的里边呢，
Now, if in our imagination,
你永远没有办法能接触这个属灵的实际的。
You can never come into contact with the spiritual reality.
我们常常以为是说
，Oftentimes we think，
必须是我们是非常非常坚强的，那神在我们身上就扶持我们走过最艰难的路。
Then we must be very, very strong in order for God to support us through this difficult way.
哎呦，当我们的稍微有点软弱的时候，我们就没有办法。
But when we're somehow weak, then we cannot hold fast to go forward.
但是事实刚好是翻过来。
But the facts are on the contrary.
当我们以为我们有把握能再站立的时候，我们就倒下去。
It is when we have confidence, we think we can stand. It is when we fall.
当我们感觉我们什么都没有，软软弱弱的时候，主就在那里，轻轻松松，喜喜乐乐的带我们。
It is at times when we think we're weak, we have nothing, we will fall. It is in those times the Lord will lightly bring us through and we pass it with joy. We praise and thank our Lord.
所以当时圣灵用着保罗来说出这些话来劝勉帖撒罗尼迦的教会去接受那个环境的时候。
So as the Holy Spirit uses Paul to use these words of encouragement for the church of the Thessalonians to be encouraged with,
他不是只是叫帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们看见他们有这样的一位父神。
It is not only to show the brethren of the Thessalonians to see they have such a father,
并且也让他们非常明确的知道是这一位父神把他要做的事情做完。
But it is clearly also to let them know it is this Father God who will finish what he will do.
那所以我们看到十七节的时候。
So when we see verse 17,
不仅是神的安慰临到他们。
Not only does the consolation of God come to them.
他那些神所要做成在他们身上的那些事情，神要把它成就。
But God will establish all the work upon them.
是神坚固他们没有离开那一个指望。
God solidifies that they would not leave that hope.
神扶持他们走过那一段的路程。
God sustains them through that way.
神建立他们没有在那种困苦的里面倒下去。
God strengthens them that in their difficulty they did not fall.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
那现在我们再回到帖撒罗尼迦教会当时的光景。
Now, if we return to the condition of the Thessalonian church at that time,
千万要记住。
You must remember.
帖撒罗尼迦后书里边所给我们看到帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹所当时所承担的属灵心思上面的那一个重担。
Now, in 2 Thessalonians, we must realize what the church of the Thessalonians is going through, especially in the heavy burden in the spirit and heart.
是从两方面来的。
It is from two aspects.
头一方面就是。
On the one hand,
他们所经过的那个受逼迫很久没有过去。
The persecution which they go through is a long period of time. It did not go away.
甚至可以说看不到尽头。
You can almost put it in a way you cannot see the end of that persecution. That's on the one side.
另一方面呢?
On the other hand,
但是有一些话语来搞扰他们。
There are some words that come to disturb them.
说主的日子已经来了。
Say the day of the Lord is here.
你们好像给主忘掉了。
It seems like you have been forgotten by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹在这一种里外都受攻击的光景的底下。
Brothers and sisters, under the attack in such condition from within and without.
你叫帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们怎么继续往前走了?
How do you think the Church of the Thessalonians can go forward?
感谢神。
We thank God.
借着保罗把这样宝贝的那个属灵的经历的认识和实际都带了出来。
How precious it is for Paul to bring forth this spiritual understanding and experience.
这不单是叫帖撒罗尼迦教会当时的那些弟兄姊妹们里面受的激励。
And so not only for the church of the Thessalonians at that time to be encouraged.
历世历代以来。
But even throughout the ages,
神的儿女们都一同在那里承受这样的扶持。
The children of God also receive such sustaining.
那这是我们看到第二章末了的时候，我觉得还需要和弟兄姊妹们那么加强的来交通到这一点。
That is something at the end of chapter 2, I feel we must still emphasize a little more on with the sharing.
那是因为在这个属灵的征战的里边，我们随时会在各种不同的环境里边碰到心思上这一种的光景。
It is because I feel in our spiritual battle, at any time we may feel and experience such difficulty in our heart and mind.
但是不管外面的环境是怎样，
But no matter how the external condition is,
我们里面心思里所受的骚扰是如何，
How matter the disturbance we have within,
一个事实确定在那里，
There's a fact that is firm there.
我们的神没有改变他起初的定义。
Our God never changes his original plan.
他起初的定义在造我们的时候就是已经定规了，把他儿子的荣耀给了我们。
His original will when he called us is so that we can obtain to the glory of his son.
这一件事是我们的神一直默默地在那里进行的。
That is something our God continues to do silently.
那么这是现在我们要进到第三章去了。
Now when we enter into chapter 3,
那当我们进到第三章的时候，
When we enter into chapter 3,
我们就留意到一件事情了。
We take note of one thing.
如果站在人的感觉上面来看，
If we look at it from the viewpoint of man's feelings,
人家就会说了，
Some will say,
保罗啊，你现在在雅典。
Paul, you're in Athens now.
雅典虽然是给你一点点的难处，
Athens may give,
但是却没有什么了不起。
At Athens, you may have some difficulty, but that's nothing great compared to us.
我们是在帖撒罗尼迦。
We're at Thessalonica.
那个难处是越来越重了。
That hardship gets heavier and heavier.
所以保罗，你是站在我们的环境以外来向我们说话，你当然说得轻松。
And so Paul, you're speaking to us outside of our situation. Of course, you can say it very lightly.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
保罗不是只是在那里说一些话，光是为了要叫神的儿女得一些虚空的安慰。
Paul is not only there speaking some words for the children of God to gain some empty praise, comfort.
保罗不说这一类的话。
He does not speak such words.
他说的都是实在的。
All he says are real.
那所以到第三章的时候。
So in chapter 3.
你看到保罗在那里把他交通的话从弟兄们的经历转回到他自己个人的身上。
So you can see then from the brethren's experience, he turns to himself.
他说弟兄们啊。
He says, brethren.
我还有话说。
Finally.
我还有话说。
Finally.
我跟你们说了许多的话。
I've spoken much to you.
但是那些话好像都是对着你们来说。
But it seems like all those words are to you.
但是我现在还有一些话说。
But now, finally.
那什么话呢？
What words do I still have left?
你们为我们祷告。
Pray for us.
为什么呢？
Why?
好叫目的就是好叫主的道快快的行开，得着荣耀。
It seems like the purpose is the word of God may have free course and be glorified.
正如在你们中间一样。
Even as it is with you.
好，我们先看这个。
Now let us first just look at this.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗说，请你们为我们祷告。
Paul says, pray for us.
我们就会说了。
We may say then,
保罗你怎么好意思还叫我们为你祷告？
Paul, why do you still find it very courteous to ask them to pray for us?
我们天天在那里忍受征战。
We suffer battles every day.
我们是需要别的弟兄们迫切地为我们祷告。
Now we need others to pray urgently for us.
我们承担我们所承担的也已经够了。
It is already enough for what we need to bear.
我们怎么还能为你们祷告呢？
How can we still pray for you?
那弟兄姊妹，这是人的想法。
Brothers and sisters, that's man's thinking.
任何人都会这样想。
Anyone would think that way.
我所承受的已经承受不了了，还哪里还有余力去再承担别人的重担呢？
What I bear is already over what I could bear. Where would I find the strength to bear what others need to bear?
我们自己软弱到一个地步，几乎要站立都站不住了，还怎么可以祷告 求神来扶持你来站立呢？
Now, I'm already so weak that I cannot even stand myself. Where would I find the strength to pray that God will support you?
我们这样说是每一个人都说这个话合理的。
Now, when we say it, everyone would find that reasonable.
因为的确是这样。
That's the truth.
我们都自身难保，怎么能还能分担你的重担呢？
And so we cannot care for ourselves. How can I bear your burden?
那弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们真真实实的说，
But truly we say,
属灵的实际是不能凭我们的想象来确立的。
Spiritual reality cannot be confirmed just based on our imagination or thoughts.
必须是抓牢神自己的话，你才能经历到那一个实际是怎么一回事。
But we must hold fast to the word of God in order for us to experience what the reality is.
那我先说一个圣经上的事情。
Now I give you a scriptural matter.
弟兄姊妹们记得，亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他的妻子的在人面前的关系，他有了两次，接连两次的软弱。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you recall Abraham and his wife Sarah in their relationship as husband and wife, he was weak on both occasions.
嗯，如果只有一次的软弱。
Now, if he was just weak once.
还没有那么明确明显。
Maybe it would not be as evident.
接连两次的软弱。
But it was repeated again.
你可以想象。
You can just imagine.
亚伯拉罕还能有信心在神面前做什么？
Would Abraham still have faith left enough to do anything for God?
按照人的想象来说，就是不能。
According to man's imagination, no.
如果他只有一次，他也许还能。
If he just failed once, maybe.
他接连发生两次，他就绝对不能。
But if twice, no.
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
You remember, brothers and sisters.
当第二次撒拉发生难处的时候，
a second time when he had this difficulty in their relationship,
神就出手来干预这个事情。
God extended his hand to intervene.
每次神都出手来干预。
Of course, each time God did the same.
如果神不出手干预，亚伯拉罕都解决不了问题。
If God did not extend forth his hand, Abraham would not solve anything.
但是当他第二次来干预这个事情的时候，
But at the second time when God intervened,
神就告诉亚比米勒说，
God told Abimelech,
你做了，你是个死人了。
You are dead.
你做了莫名其妙的事。
Now, you have done something bad.
你赶快把这个人的妻子还他。
Quickly return this person's wife to him.
你还要请求他替你祷告。
And you also need to ask him to pray for you.
他是个先知。
He is a prophet.
如果他不替你祷告，你整个亚比米勒家中的妇女都不能再生育。
Then all of your all the women in your house.Of Abimelech will be barren.
弟兄姊妹们，当这个事情带到亚伯拉罕也面前的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when this was brought before Abraham,
亚伯拉罕有没有信心去接受这一个？
Would Abraham have faith to receive this?
他凭什么敢接受这一个？
By what can he receive this?
这我自身难保。
I can't even care for myself.
如果我真有这个能力啊，我的妻子就不落在你的手里。
If I could really care for myself, you would not have taken my wife.
但神就是这样说。
But that's what God said.
你去求亚伯拉罕替你祷告。
Now pray for Abraham. Ask Abraham to pray for you.
就没有完。
When he prays for you, if he doesn't, then you'll be finished.
感谢神。
Thank God.
亚伯拉罕祷告了。
Abraham prayed.
亚比米勒家的难处也就结束了。
Then the hardship of the house of Abimelech was solved.
这不是人的想象里边所能领会的来的。
This is not something by our imagination we can think
out. 人要凭着人的领会去看神所要做的事情，那实在是没办法看得清楚的。
If we want to see the work of God by our own understanding, we cannot see it clearly.
那这个是圣经上说的事情。
Now that's a spiritual example.
另外我要说一点。
Now something else.
是近代的事。
It's something more recent.
这个弟兄还活。
This brother is still living.
他现在在中国的西南。
Now he is in Xi'an in
Xi'an
southwest in China.
他很孤单的在那个地区里边来服侍主。
And he serves the Lord in that region very by himself, very lonely.
几十年过来，虽然他孤单，但是他没有离开主。
Even though he's serving very lonely in these decades, he did not depart away from the Lord.
受的难处受的浅汤也真是说不生说那么多。
And so the difficulty and the trampling upon him is so much, it's uncountable.
那你只要想象他的那个处境是如何。
So you can just imagine the situation he is in.
但是他是在那里服侍主的。
But as he serves the Lord there,
他带了许多的人认识了主。
He brought so many people to come to know the Lord.
那许许多多的人，他们在属灵的认识和经历上，当然是比他差好多了。
And so then, many of their understanding of the Lord, of course, is not as much as this brother.
所以常常弟兄姊妹们把他们的软弱带到他那。
So many brothers and sisters bring their difficulty weaknesses to this brother.
请求他为他们祷告。
To ask him to pray for them.
而起初我们的弟兄说。
At the beginning, our brother said.
他说姊妹啊。
He said, Sister,
我不是不愿意为你祷告。
It is not that I'm not willing to pray for you.
但是目前我自己的重担也没有办法承担得了。
But even at now, I cannot even bear my own burden.
因为那个时候他也是为着教会的见证的问题。四面八方的那受了许许多多的攻击。
Because at that time, he was still attacked from all sides because of the testimony of the church.
他没有我们所见过的恩宏弟兄那样是劳改常的常客。
And he was not have the same experience as our brother Chan, who was always a guest at the labor camps.
但是他确实也是多次经历那样的事情。
But he also experienced many of those occasions.
你就晓得他当时那个处境是怎样。
So you can just imagine the situation he was in.
但是谁叫你做主的用人呢？
But you're a servant of God.
谁叫你在弟兄姊妹当中做一个年长的呢？
You're an elder brother before the brethren.
那软弱的肢体把他们的的重担带到你面前来的时候。
And so when the weaker brothers and sisters bring their burden to you,
你不管是怎样的软弱，
no matter how weak you are,
你不能对他说姊妹啊你先回去。
You cannot say to the sister, sister, you go back first.
弟兄啊你先回去。
Brother, you go home first.
等我自己的难处设下来我去找你。
Let me first lay down my burden, discharge it, and then I'll come look for you.
我在为你祷告。
And then I'll pray for you.
你不能说这个话。
You cannot say such words.
别人也许有条件说他，你没有办法做。
Others may have reason to say, but not you.
那在这种情形里头，那怎么办呢？
So, if you're in that condition, what do you do?
我们的弟兄就说，
Our brother said,
我只好硬着头皮，就和弟兄姊妹们一同到主的面前来了。
I just have to bite the bullet and then come before the Lord with brothers and sisters.
但是稀奇的很。
But very wonderfully.
弟兄事后的一再的说出一个事实。
Every time after, our brother says this.
他是一次过一次。
Time after time.
我跟弟兄或者姊妹在主面前起来的时候。
After we finish praying.
我们的姊妹的眼泪干了。
After our sister's tears are dry.
我们的弟兄的眼泪也干了。
Our brother's tears are dry.
到我的眼泪也干了。
Even my tears are dry.
更宝贝的是。
To be even more precious.
我们的重担都不在了。
No longer does our burdens exist.
感谢赞美我们。
Praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄这是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is this?
这是属灵的经历。
It is these spiritual experiences.
你绝对不可以用人的头脑去想。
You cannot use your imagination to think it out.
用人的头脑去想的话。
If you want to think it out.
这些都不可能成为事实。
None of these can be possible.
如果我们是这样想的话。
If we imagine it that way.
我们就觉得保罗在这里说。
Then we feel when Paul says.
弟兄们呢我还有话说啊。
Finally, brother,
请你们为我祷告。
Pray for us.
好叫主的道理快快的行开。
That the word of the Lord may be free.
得着荣耀。
To be glorified.
弟兄姊妹们啊。
Brothers and sisters.
你就会想了。
You will imagine.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们怎么来听保罗这样的一个请求。
How does the church of the Thessalonians accept this request from Paul?
我们就可以说这是保罗无理的请求。
We can say this is unreasonable request by Paul.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
不是无理的请求。
It is not unreasonable.
是绝对准确的请求。
It is very absolutely correct.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是神让神的儿女们去经历
In this way, God allows for His children to experience His reality. Now we return to Paul himself here.
弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
保罗这样请求弟兄姊妹们。
When Paul requests the brethren to pray for him,
很明确的让弟兄姊妹们体会到在保罗心里头的那一个。
It's very clearly shows the brethren what is the actual situation in the heart of Paul.
保罗好像借着这样的一个请求，
It seems as if Paul, through this request,
告诉帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们，
tells the church of the Thessalonians,
虽然我现在在雅典，
though I'm at Athens,
现在我没有跟你们一同在你们所经历的患难里，
and though I'm not physically with you in your difficulty,
但是我却没有从这些属灵的征战的事实里头脱离。
But yet I have never departed away myself from this reality of these spiritual battles.
我仍然是要按照主给我的托付来传扬主的话。
Still, according to what God has entrusted me, I'm preaching His word to exalt the Lord's name.
我不因着我经历过那么许许多多难处，我就觉得，哎呀，到了现在，我也该喘一口气了。
Not because I've gone through so many difficulties. Now it's time for me to take a breath.
幸亏我来到雅典。
Now it's good I'm at Athens.
没有跟你们一同在。在帖撒罗尼迦。
That I'm not with you in Thessalonica.
但保罗在这里说这个话。
But when Paul says these words,
明明告诉弟兄姊妹，
it clearly tells the brethren,
我不是一个脱逃的人。
I'm not someone trying to escape.
虽然我现在身体不在你们所处的那个环境。
Even though I'm not physically at the situation you're in.
但是我没有忘记你们所经过的事。
But I've not forgotten what you're going through.
我也没有忘记神在我身上的差遣。
And I have not forgotten what God has sent me to do.
我明明的知道。
I clearly know.
如果要高举神的名。
If I want to exalt God's name.
如果要传扬主的道。
If I want to preach the word of the Lord.
虽然在雅典有一点点的平静安稳。
Though now at Athens I may have some peace and rest.
但是我前头的日子我不知道。
But I don't know the days ahead.
但是我敢肯定。
But I'm sure.
还是有数不清的难处在那里等着我。
There are still innumerable situations awaiting for me.
所以我需要你们祷告。
So I need for you to pray for me.
需要你们的祷告来陪伴着我。
I need your prayer to accompany me.
扶持着我。
To support me.
叫我能继续再往前行。
So I can continue forward.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你看到没有？
You can see.
保罗在这里说到请求他们祷告的时候，
When Paul requests them to pray for him,
他们一点没有把帖撒罗尼迦的经历看作一个是可怕的经历。
They did not treat the experience of the Thessalonians as something fearful.
不是说那个事实不可怕。
It is not that the fact is not fearful.
而是说那些经历啊。
But those experiences.
乃是神得荣耀的经历。
It's experiences for God to be glorified.
如果神的荣耀能显出来的话。
If God's glory can be manifested through them.
那一点点可怕的那些 事情啊也不能存留的下来的。
Then these somewhat fearful things would not be kept for a long time.
所以保罗这一个祷告，
so this prayer of Paul
非常明确地告诉帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹，
very clearly tells the brethren of the Thessalonians,
我虽然离开帖撒罗尼迦，
though I'm away from Thessalonica, I am not away from the battlefield.
我仍然是留在战场上，
I'm still in the battlefield.
所以我请求你们祷告，
so I ask your prayer.
让我继续在那里服侍的时候，叫神的荣耀可以像在你们中间一样的显出来。
So that as I continue to serve, God may be glorified as it is in you.
那如果神的荣耀在他们中间显出来，
If God's glory is manifested in them,
那是什么呢？
What is that?
那当然神的道就在其他的地方给 传开了。
Then of course the word of the Lord will be spread.
不仅是传开了。
Not only would it be spread.
反对神的那个事情也冒出来了。
Then even those that oppose to God will come forth.
所以保罗说像在你们中间一样。
And so Paul says as it is in you.
神得荣耀像在你们中间一样啊。
As God is glorified as in you.
神在那里受反对的那种光景也是会在像你们中间一样啊。
Then the opposition to God will also arise as in you.
所以就才有下边的那一个。
That's why there is the following words.
那个祷告的要求。
That is the request for this prayer.
他说也叫。
And.
我们脱离无理之恶人的手。
That we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men.
也叫我们能脱离那些无理的恶人之手。
That we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men.
那明显就说出在保罗的前面还是有许多的很难担的担重担在那里等着他。
It very clearly points out to us that before Paul there are still many heavy burdens for him to bear.
但是保罗说我不退缩。
But Paul says, I will not withdraw. I will not escape this battlefield. I continue to stand there.
所以我就需要你们为我们来祷告。
So we need for you to pray for us.
那为什么呢?
Why?
保罗就说出一个事实。
Paul says this fact.
你们不要看我保罗是很刚强的。
Do not look at me, Paul, as someone very strong.
如果按照人的本相啊。
According to I am.
我保罗依然是会有软弱的。
I, Paul, am still weak.
所以你们必须要为我祷告。
So you must pray for me.
你留意保罗说那句话。
Pay attention to the words of Paul here.
好像说得很隐藏。
It seems very hidden.
但事实上保罗是说实在话。
But...Paul is being very honest.
为什么我要你们祷告呢?
Why do I need you to pray for me?
因为人不是都有信心。
For all men have not faith.
我保罗也是人啊。
Me, Paul, I'm also a man.
如果一长久的落在那种环境里头。
When we are always for a prolonged period of time in that situation.
而神没有叫我去经历他所显明的。
If God had for me to experience what he has manifested, then I, Paul, would not be able to stand for too long. Though I have faith that God will not change his will, but I am still man.
我长久看见那个环境长久没有太多改变的时候
When for a prolonged period of time I see the situation does not change
也许我灰心了
Maybe I will be discouraged
也许我上当了
Maybe I will be dismayed
也许我没有勇气再继续站立
Maybe I will not have the boldness to stand firm
但是我不甘心
I'm not willing
那所以我需要你们的祷告
So I need your prayer
就我能继续的像从前一样站在主的面前
So I can continue to stand as I stood before the Lord.
像我劝勉你们一样
Just as I encourage you.
站立在主的面前
So that you can stand fast before the Lord.
你们站立在主的面前
You're able to stand before the Lord.
我也要站立在主的面
前 I also need to stand fast before the Lord.
我们都需要主的扶持和怜悯
We all need the Lord's support and sustaining.
我们感谢赞美我们的主
We praise and thank our Lord.
这是何等何等宝贝的事
how precious this is.
保罗是这样和帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们来交通到如何走过一切的里里外外的难处。
It is in this way Paul shares with the Thessalonian brethren how to go through all the difficulties from within and without.
他没有隐瞒人有的那种软弱和失败的可能。
He did not hide from them the fact.Of the possibility for man to be weak, to fail.
所以他把他自己也是那样毫无保留的摆开在神的儿女们的面前。
So he opens himself in that way before the children of God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然保罗知道自己是不可靠。
Though Paul knows he is not trustworthy.
也知道所有的人都不可靠。
He knows that all men are untrustworthy.
我们承认我们 在神面前实在是都不是可靠的。
We confess we are not trustworthy before God.
但是我们能说我们可靠。
If we say we're trustworthy,
乃是因为神成了我们的依靠。
It is because God Himself has become our trust.
所以我们才能放心跟着主的路。来往前行。
So we can rest assured as we follow the Lord forward.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
保罗接下去又把神儿女们带回主自己的面前。
As Paul continues, he brings back the children of God before God's presence.
所以你就看到了。
You can see then.
第三节。
Verse 3.
但主是信实的。
But the Lord is faithful.
要坚固你们。
Who shall establish you.
保护你们。
And keep you
脱离那恶者
from evil.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是主要做的
this is what the Lord will do.
这是保罗能深信的
this is something that Paul believes in.
所以他虽然看见自己是不可靠
so he sees he is not trustworthy.
但是他确实看见主是可靠
but he sees the Lord is faithful.
所以他就靠主深信
so by the Lord he believes.
你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的
and we have confidence in the Lord touching you that ye both do
后来也要遵行
and will do
然后他就在那里在主的面前为着他们有一个这样的 祈求
and before the Lord's presence he has this request
愿主引导你们的心
and the Lord direct your hearts
我不念中文的翻译
I won't read the Chinese translation.
因为中文的翻译不够吧保罗这一个意思表达的清楚反反甚至会给我们有一点点的误解
Because the Chinese translation is not to the degree of the original and it may even cause us to misunderstand.
我是照着那个圣经原来的意思来读这第五节。
Now, according to the original meaning of the text, I will read verse 5.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们进入神的爱。
And the Lord direct
和基督的忍耐。
And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这是非常宝贝的。一个仰望
This is a very precious waiting.
我们今天晚上我就不和弟兄姊妹交通下去。
I won't continue to share with brothers and sisters here.
下礼拜我们再从这里开始。
We'll continue from here next week.
但是我必须让弟兄姊妹看见一件事情。
But brothers and sisters must see one thing.
神的爱。
God's love.
已经丰丰富富的为我们存留
has already been kept for us abundantly
你不能再向神求他的爱有任何的扩充的
you cannot ask for any more measure of God's love
我们只能求我们更多的进到他的里面去经历他的丰富的爱
but we must ask that we can enter intohis love to experience more of the fullness of his love.
基督的忍耐也不是你跟我能学得到的。
The patient waiting for Christ is not something you and I can learn.
你怎么都不能学得到的。
We cannot learn it.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他是让基督的忍耐成就了一切。
But he has allowed for the patience of Christ to accomplish all.
然后就领我们进到基督的忍耐
and leads us into the patience of Christ
所做成的一切
and all that he has done
并且在基督的忍耐的里头
and in the patience of Christ
去分享他的忍耐
to be able to partake of his patience
这样我们才能有一点点的忍耐。
Then are we able to have a little bit of patience?
我们感谢神。
Thank God.
圣灵用着保罗，不是单单给在难处当中的弟兄姊妹们，怎样只是得着一些消极方面的安慰。
The Holy Spirit uses Paul not only for the brothers and sisters in difficulty to receive some comfort passively.
他也领着他们有知识方面的去追求。
But also leads them to actively pursue.
去站立。
To stand.
去坚守。
To hold fast.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
The Church of the Thessalonians.
虽然是很年很短很幼从人来说说可以说在属灵上是比较幼稚的教会。
In man's viewpoint, though the period is very short in a very immature church.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在帖撒罗尼迦教会的里头我们看见他们有一个很实在的受教的心。
In the Church of the Thessalonians, truly we see that they have a teachable heart.
所以在那么年幼的教会的里头神能在他们中间做了大事。
And so, even in such a young age, the Lord is able to do great things amongst them.
叫他们经历难处而把盼望固定在主的再来。
And so, even though they go through hardship, they can hold fast to the hope of the Lord's return.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但愿帖撒罗尼迦教会弟兄们当年所经历的今天神也坐在我们的身上。
May what they have experienced in those days that God can also do the same upon us today.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.
下个礼拜我们盼望能把帖撒罗尼迦后书交通完。
Hopefully we can finish 2 Thessalonians next week.